What has happened so far? Clinical Services Plan. In March 2023, our board approved a program approach to develop a clinical services plan in response to service fragilities. This was based on the principles of care that are safe, sustainable, accessible, and kind. The development of a clinical services plan was to provide a set of plans for 9 clinical services that were considered to be the most fragile. These included critical care, dermatology, emergency general surgery, endoscopy, ophthalmology, orthopaedics, radiology, stroke, and urology. It was necessary to look at change in these 9 services, as there are risks to those services being able to continue to offer safe, quality services or timely care. We have recognised for several years that some of our hospital services are fragile. This is mainly because our clinical teams are spread across multiple sites with an over-reliance on a small number of staff. For all our services, we looked at the factors affecting each service. This included considering any temporary changes, clinical guidelines and policies, staffing issues, and cost challenges. Given the challenges, we developed the clinical services plan with options to change these 9 clinical services. Any option developed needed to be delivered within 4 years from any decision. Board also considered what future changes could be made in more than 4 years. We involved members of staff and public, identifying people and organisations, stakeholders, who should be part of the conversation. More information is available in our Clinical Services Plan consultation document, available on our website, https://hduhb.nhs.wales/clinical-services-consultation. As a result of our consultation, an independent report was prepared by Opinion Research Services, ORS, also available on our consultation web pages. This report summarises more than 4,000 questionnaire responses, in addition to feedback shared at public, staff and stakeholder events attended by over 4,000 people. At its extraordinary meeting, held over 2 days in February 2026, our board carefully considered the independent consultation report alongside a range of other information. This included the latest information on workforce and service resilience, estate condition, operational pressures, regional working, new clinical standards, and how services link to each other. The board also considered the 22 alternative options for all 9 services that were suggested as part of the consultation process and met the hurdle criteria. Hurdle criteria are the essential conditions an alternative idea needed to meet before it progressed for further consideration as an option presented to the board. All draft options and any new ideas that may be suggested in this consultation should meet the following criteria. Clinically sustainable. Does the option allow for progress towards delivering quality standards? Does it consider any codependencies? Will the workforce be able to deliver it? Deliverable. Is the option clinically and operationally deliverable within the time frame of 2 to 4 years? Are there capital or building requirements that can be secured and delivered in that time frame? Accessible. Does the option provide access for people within an appropriate time frame? Does the option support a reduction in waiting times for patients? Is there equity in access? Strategically aligned. Does the option support the direction set out in the A Healthier Mid and West Wales, Healthier Lives, Lived Well strategy, or at least not contradict it? Does the option support joint prevention work to improve population health, or at least not contradict it? Financially sustainable. Does the option support effective use of our finances, The board also identified services where further engagement or additional information is required to understand the impacts of options before final decisions can be made. Consideration was given to the practical steps needed for implementation, including how changes would need to be phased over time. For the implementation phase, final decisions were reached for all services except stroke. More information about the decisions made for the other 8 services, included in our clinical services plan, is available on our website. https://hduhb.nhs.wales/clinical-services-plan. For stroke, a new merged idea was explored. It combined elements from 2 alternative options to progress towards a 24-hour acute stroke unit in Glanguilly Hospital and a stroke rehabilitation unit in Bronglice Hospital. Due to the scale of change, our board identified that further assessment and engagement was required with staff, communities, and stakeholders before any decisions could be made for the future model of stroke services across Huelva.